Hi, everyone. Kenji here in Asheville, North Carolina, on a sunny day. As you can see, we are being visited by the redwood trees. So this will help you to really ground this activation we're going to do. Love these redwood trees. Okay, let's do a quick overview, and then we'll get started with a very unusual activation. And more of a technical one at that will help out your endocrine system. Okay, in this post-full moon activation, we will focus on the activation and expansion of your endocrine system. Edgar Cayce said, your endocrine glands are the most spiritualized of all of your glands and systems and organs in your body. And they are directly connected to your chakra system, are they not? Okay, your endocrine glands carry spiritualized energy and consciousness that feed your whole body and act as gateways of information and data to the rest of your body, including your brain, heart, and solar plexus. We will bring our attention to the pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, and that configuration is very important for your meditations. The medulla oblongata at the base of your skull, Yogananda, in his autobiography of Yogi, talks about that. And he was about the only one back in the day or even today that talk about the medulla oblongata, but it's very important. Your thyroid, your parathyroid, your thymus, solar plexus, spleen, pancreas, kidneys, adrenal glands, and reproductive organs. By the way, if you folks have selenite and black tourmaline, would you get it and put it by your cell phone or your computer to be a part of this activation? Selenite and black tourmaline. I'm sorry, smoky quartz. Well, black tourmaline is good too. Smoky quartz, get that. Okay. In addition, we will focus on the crystal palace in the center of your brain, your assemblage point in your chest, also known as your still point, or the green disc. The sun chakra, which is located off of your belly button, your microcosmic orbit that Montauk Chia has made very popular and accessible on YouTube, and your original 8 cells of creation at the base of your spine, plus your silver cord, also called your antikarana. This will be a very powerful technical activation for the empowerment of your etheric and physical bodies, your central cerebral fluid that's in your spine, in your dura tube, and central channel in the spine will receive deep cleansing and alignment for your kundalini awakening in, as always, divine right timing. So be prepared for another intense and immense activational response, which may last for days, weeks, and even months. And as always, drink plenty of water. And if you need to go out tonight, today, make sure you're fully grounded and centered. And if you can, please get out in nature and talk with the trees. And since this activation is always live and organic, you can access this at any time. Even without listening to the activation, you can create the intention in your prayers and meditations to activate this post-full moon activation integration. Okay, so we are going to get started now. Okay, so let's gently close the eyes and bring your focus inward. Inward, away from the world, away from everything that's going on, everything that's going on, including your to-do list and your, oh, I forgot to-do lists, and your future to-do lists, which you haven't created yet physically. So we're going to withdraw our attention from your emotional body, your mental body, tribal consciousness, everything that's going on in the world in the collective astral plane. And you have permission to let go of all of your stress and worries and all of the things that are going on in your physical body. So we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. We're going to breathe in to the count of 4 or 5. And then hold the light in your body for a count of 4 or 5 seconds. And then slowly, fully exhale to the count of 8 seconds. So we're going to breathe in 4 or 5 seconds. Hold it 4 to 5 seconds in the body. And then exhale completely 8 seconds, either through the nose or through the mouth. And we'd like you to touch your fingertips and thumb tips together. And you may touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth. And for 5 seconds, as your eyes are closed, physically bring up your eyes up and together like you were looking at your pineal gland in your brain for about 5 seconds. Just bring your focus there. Say hello to your pineal. And then relax the eyes. So as you breathe in, create the intention from the multi-universe that you are breathing into your body, those quantum vibrations that will help to stimulate to empower and to balance and harmonize your endocrine system. And then as you exhale, let go of everybody else's energies, thought forms, emotions from today, from yesterday, from last week, from this month, from this year. Whatever you may have picked up and drawn into yourself from coworkers, colleagues, family members, the world at large, from the astral plane, so as you clear these energies, invoke a very sacred space for yourself for this activation. That you are calling upon your I am to create this force field of light that will be very empowering for your body and your consciousness. That only love can exist in this space. Only oneness can exist in this space. And only those energies that support my well-being and movement forward along my spiritual path. And you can disconnect in a matter of speaking all inappropriate cords and bindings and attachments at this time. So this could be from parents, to and from parents, kids, and those that you feel close to, colleagues, your boss, if you have a day job. Could be from past relationships that are still hanging on, as we say. Just let all that go for a moment. And feel as if this sacred space is slowly expanding into other dimensional levels. And you're going to, through your intention, open up your Akashic records and envision it. Everyone can envision in your mind's eye, in the eye of your heart, through your pineal and third eye chakra, through your heart center. You all can envision a clear energetic pathway to and from your Akashic records, your personalized book of life, your cosmic library of incarnations, not only on this planet, but wherever you have ever incarnated upon since the very beginning. All of that's in your library. That could be either symbolically expressed through books and writings or drawings that can include mathematical equations and sacred geometry symbols, archetypal symbols. It could be expressed through sacred crystals and stones. It could even be symbolically expressed as a crosscut from a big tree, a big ancient tree, and all the rings that you see within it are representative of your incarnational cycles and lifetimes. Or it could be expressed as other levels that are beyond physical description. In your library, or that which is in your Akashic records is also expressed through your DNA. And is expressed literally in every cell of your body. And in your endocrine systems, your endocrine glands, as well as your Kundalini channels in your spine or related to your spine. And also in your original 8 cells of creation at the base of your spine. So let's take a deep breath together. Begin to breathe as one with the quantum universe, the new earth vibration. Breathing as one. As one mind, one heart, one consciousness, transcending duality, moving into that vibration of oneness and peace. and begin to breathe through the body as if the body has no sense of barriers or divisions between itself and the cosmic universe, or the more etherealized universe, and all of your subtle bodies called fifth dimensional light body, seventh dimensional light body, ninth dimensional light body, etc. And that your silver cord, your Enchakarana, your rainbow bridge, is always connected from you, Creator God, Source, I Am Presence, to your body. And in a sense, is configured into the head centers, the heart center, and the solar plexus. Now, let's ground the base of the spine. Actually, you can ground your solar plexus. You can ground your base chakra. You can ground your feet chakra and your earth star chakras and all the chakras below your feet. With the endocrine system of the new earth. And the chakra system of the new earth, the ley lines of the new earth, the vortexes of the new earth. And call upon the trees of the new earth to help support you in feeling very anchored with this matrix, leaving behind the old earth as you know it, and reestablishing your connection with the new earth. And open up the space above your head, all of the chakras above your head. Your body also has a magnetic field that extends horizontally from your body. And this magnetic field could use daily cleansing, for it can pick up debris, if you will, from the world, from the aura of the earth. You can use the violet flame to cleanse your magnetic field. It's much like a filter that needs to be cleaned every so often in your vacuum cleaner or your air purifier. It's a little bit like static. It is like removing the static that accumulates on your magnetic field when you do this daily cleansing, until you can reach a point in your evolution where this remains clear without having to do anything. But for now, practice daily cleansing of your magnetic field, that your horizontal focus and your horizontal and vertical fields are balanced within the heart chakra. Okay, let's call upon, for fun, the archangel that was with you at the time of your birth. Take a deep breath in and feel this archangel presence as you were born into this world, or as your body was born into this world. And let's imagine together that you are, or that you came into this world fully connected to your body. Not halfway connected or just a little bit, but fully connected to the body as your body was growing up and maturing. Let's just say if you weren't fully connected to your body, you can do so now, since there is no space and time. And we can time travel. And we can reverse engineer. So let's imagine that you were fully anchored with the body. Now let your body respond. Whatever comes up in your body, just simply allow it. Again, we're going to disengage from tribal consciousness. Your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, the collective astral plane, and everything that's going on in the world. I'm going to move awareness now through a golden tunnel of light and into your natural spiritual vibration. As your body is fully anchored with the new earth, and call forth in your inner space Archangel Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, Metatron, and the presence of Creator. And let's move into your fifth dimensional light body, which has a corresponding endocrine system, chakra system, nadis, meridians, etc. And if you need help with your visualization, which you can naturally do, call upon one of the archangels or the archangel that was with you when you were born. And we're going to bring a focus into your fifth dimensional etheric brain. And bring a focus right into the center of your fifth dimensional brain or your crown chakra. And begin to stimulate that cerebral fluid that is produced in your crystal palace. Not only in your fifth dimensional body, but your physical body as well. And at the same time, there is a bridge that connects your left hemisphere with your right hemisphere in your physical body called the corpus callosum. So in your fifth dimensional body, you're going to pretend that you're likened unto an artist or even a musician, and you are stimulating your corpus callosum to create more neural connections that will bind and unify and unite both hemispheres so that your brain and your physical body eventually becomes one whole brain rather than two separate hemispheric brains. That you are weaving light, like stitching light across the hemispheres, back and forth, in figure eight patterns, golden threads of light, if you will. And you're stitching together all those places that got disconnected because of trauma or birthing trauma or emotional earth experiences that you did not understand. And if you envision any areas of trauma that would appear etherically as little dark spots or shadows or even gray areas, you can use this golden thread to stitch up and heal these little pockets of, we call them stagnation. If you've had any injuries to the brain, whiplash, blows to the head, concussions, even migraines, call forth a fifth dimensional sound vibration from the oneness. Perhaps a particular hertz frequency sound vibration that will begin to heal and to harmonize those areas of the brain that have been traumatized. That may also include your memory centers. In any places in the brain of constriction that has caused, in part, the migraine headaches. And bring a focus to the very top of the spine in your fifth dimensional light body. And you're going to pretend like you are a chiropractor of sorts, and you're going to adjust the vertebrae in your neck and at the very top of the spine in your fifth dimensional light body. And you can do some cosmic level cranial sacral work by simply, with your wings of light, holding the base of the skull in your light body. All this is instantaneously transferred to your physical body. But we are moving into that source area where you can make the correction to be more permanent. Opening up your emotional body and your mental body so that at some point you can become aware of the belief system or the thought and the emotions that are attached to those beliefs or ideas or concepts. regarding self-esteem that have affected your physical body, as well as your fifth dimensional, or shall we say maybe more fourth dimensional light body. Now let's bring a focus to your pineal, pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus in your fifth dimensional light body. And you're going to hold the awareness of a fully functioning pineal gland, pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus. And as you focus at the base of the skull, visualize that, envision that like a, either like a window or a doorway that is now opening up. And the only energies that can enter this part of your light body, your physical body, is God energy. And envision that as you open up the window or the doorway, that that energy that is beginning to stream into the base of your skull is going up into your brain, also affecting your crystal palace. Now, call forth your doorkeeper for your medulla oblongata area. Your doorkeeper is the guardian of this space for your light body and your physical body. Again, allow release of any stress that has been accumulated at the base of your skull. Including any cords, bindings, or attachments that are irrelevant. Some of the Ascended Masters are now stepping forward to also provide guidance as needed. Simply ask. If you feel you need some guidance and some clarity, all right, let's move now in your fifth dimensional light body down to the throat. Your thyroids and parathyroids. Now, bring into this area of your fifth dimensional throat chakra sound vibrations that will balance in a more permanent way your thyroid function. Not too high, not too low, but just right. And just the right amount of cosmic iodine and any of the other elements that support perfect thyroid functioning. That would be also your ideal weight, sleep patterns, hormone function, digestive processes. Water balance, pH, And align that now with the pineal gland. And then to the pituitary. Hypothalamus, and then hypothalamus, and then hypothalamus. Gently focusing now into the heart center and your thymus gland and your fifth dimensional light body. And again, bringing forth sound frequencies that will balance in a more permanent way your thymus function, your immune system, your body's ability to produce those hormones and elixirs that we will call joy and bliss and ecstasy and happiness and hope and faith and trust. Call forth your inner child. Now we're going to move down to the solar plexus. Your digestive system. Your pancreas and your spleen. And let's clear out any remaining debris, stagnant energy, any dense energies. And within your solar plexus center, in your light body, envision a symbolic switch, an on and off switch, and the switch is off. And when you turn it on, it's going to activate your power, your instinctual powers, or your instinctual abilities, likened unto your gut feeling, that you can now trust completely. As you align that with your heart center and your third eye center, as well as your throat, these are the instincts of your body that tell you what is good for it and what is not. It can also stimulate your power of discernment as to know what is true for you and what is not. And this center can also give you impressions on when to physically move, to make a movement. to go to this place, to drive to that place, to call someone. Is also likened unto your GPS system in relationship to your third eye center, your pineal gland. So let's bring forth a very deep cleansing for your physical body's solar plexus chakra. Digestive system. And holding in consciousness the thought, I am able to digest my daily life experiences with full joy and playfulness. Clearing out from your solar plexus all resistance that is not yours. That's resistance to change, resistance to actually anything, including spiritual awakening and enlightenment. Clearing away all that is not your vibration. You can use a violet flame. You can also use cobalt blue. Now, let's bring a focus to the spleen, which in part regulates your chi. It's on the left side of your body. And your pancreas is on the other side of the body, close to the liver and gallbladder. Bringing those heavenly tones, the healing sounds, into the spleen, into the pancreas, into the solar plexus. Now moving awareness into the sacral chakra. To your reproductive organs. And we're going to do a very thorough cleansing of your reproductive organs and your second and sacral chakra. A very deep cleansing with the violet and or the cobalt blue. Going all the way down to the subatomic level of your physical body. can begin to let go of the pain that your reproductive organs have assimilated over time. It's symbolic of a very gentle extraction. Of foreign particles that your body has absorbed over time. Including any in utero pain that your body absorbed while it was being developed in your mommy's belly. Moving awareness now in your fifth dimensional light body to the base chakra. And you're going to place in or near your base chakra smoky quartz crystal in your fifth dimensional light body. And selenite. And allow those spirits help to cleanse and purify your base chakra and your kidneys and adrenal glands. And bringing forth a sound vibration into the adrenals, the para-adrenals, and the kidneys. A very harmonious sound frequency that will balance and align more permanently now your kidney and adrenal gland functioning, including the para-adrenals. Balancing cortisol levels, adrenaline levels, and now strengthen that alignment there in that chakra with your Earth Star chakra in your fifth dimensional light body and all the chakras below your Earth Star chakra to the new Earth. Now bring awareness to the soles of your feet in your fifth dimensional light body. And we're going to increase or activate even deeper and more profoundly your feet's ability to transmute any negativity from humanity and the old earth. You can put on in your fifth dimensional light body these violet socks that will assist in the transmutation of any energies that may wish to enter your body through your feet chakras that are not of energies from Earth 2 or the new Earth. Now let's bring a focus to your hands in your light body. And we're going to activate to a more deeper level the healing power that comes through your hand chakras. And you can envision in your cosmic mind cosmic energies flowing from Creator to and through your hand chakras to be shared upon your body and also for the benefit of others. And that the sacred geometry configuration in your hand chakras are being adjusted, recalibrated, kind of like a reset. So that it can hold the new earth, healing colors and tones. All right, let's move deeper up into the higher dimensions now. Moving awareness deeper and deeper into the quantum. Feel as if your cosmic I Am presence is calling your awareness to come into itself for recharge. For a cosmic battery boost. And feel as if your I Am is recharging all of your light bodies. All the way down to your third dimensional light body or your third dimensional physical incarnation. Now we're going to move, we're going to descend through the dimensions back to the earth plane and your physical body. And you are taking notes, cosmic notes, of these different levels of consciousness and light so that you can tap into any of these spheres of influence upon command. And as you come back to your physical body, say inwardly from the Lord God of your being to your physical body, I am the governor of my body and all of the systems within it. I am the orchestrator of my physical body, for my physical body. I now take full responsibility for my incarnation. As I now choose to be more embodied spiritually with my incarnation and all that it entails, and so it is indeed. Now, center within the heart, in your physical body. Generate that feeling of joyfulness and hopefulness. And let that move through your nervous system, feeding all of your organs and your muscles and your bones. And feel as if joy surrounds you, that hope goes before you. And that the archangel that was with you at birth has always been with you. Let's take a moment for gratitude and thankfulness to all assistance given in this activation. We thank all of our helpers, our guides, the archangels, the ascended masters, cosmic beings of light, and those that watch over us from afar, that we may have forgotten their names. We give thanks to them. For their caregiving and their love for us. So let's send out to the universe a big thank you, a big aloha, a big mahalo, namaste, om shanti. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. You may gently stretch. Sip some water. And feel the blessings upon your feet. For they come from the new earth. The divine feminine. Our new earth mother. The new earth goddess. Take a slow, deep breath and come into the now.